But, you know, you carry on a plane if you're going somewhere, it's a garment bag, you know. Mm-hmm. Those are just, the cleaners are just, I don't know what they call this. I don't know. I have no idea what they call them. They're just...
Okay, could you give me some kinds of shoes that you're familiar with, men's and women's?
Shoes? Yeah, okay. Sandals, which, you know, you can get them leather or those, like, rubber kind, you know, like plastic, you know. You call them chong thongs or just thongs or flip-flops or whatever, you know. Okay, you got, like, sandals and then you get in just shoes, tennis shoes. You know, bum around shoes, you know, like that. Tennis shoes, sneakers, you know, they've been called. In fact, I want to find me a pair of Red Ball Jets. I had them. Or PF Flyers, when I was old. Anyway, okay, sneakers, you know, tennis shoes. Then I guess, you know, just, those are for girls and boys, you know. Then they're just, you know, regular shoes, like, you know, casual shoes, you know. I guess, you know, like hush puppy type, you know, but not, you know what I mean, just kind of casual bum around shoes, you know, you don't really. And then your dress shoes, you know. Then the boots, you know, like, again, dress boots and hunting boots or, you know, snow boots, you know, if you live in snow. I don't. But,
what would distinguish probably a female with a male shoe?
Size and width and just all the style, the cut, you know, the heel, high heel versus low heel, low sole, you know, thin sole, in contrast to a thicker sole, you know, wide. And also, well, they can get pretty close as far as, you know, as far as, you know, being rounded or squared toe, you know, so there's no big difference there. Colors vary a lot. Women's are more, you know, brighter, I guess, there's, you know, different variety of color, you know, they gotta match more than we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you, Dan, give me some hairstyles that you might know of, and like the different kinds for different people and all?
Sure. Well, the younger people would wear, like, theirs maybe a little long, you know, parted down the middle or on the side. Some, you know, mostly in the middle or on the side, you know, high side, you know, for their head. Down around their ears and kind of long in the back. There's a few of the ones, people that still have, you know, down on their shoulders, you know, guys. And ponytails and stuff. And mostly everybody's getting, you know, styled. Older men say they wear theirs short, you know, more close cut to their head and flipping. And women, theirs are always changing, yes. You never know. I don't even know what's in style now. It's just, let me think. I think it's when it's all feathered back now. It's, you know, kind of short and feathered back. You know, it's what's kind of in style now. Wisp.
Okay, could you give me a description of, or what might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways and he's not necessarily homosexual?
Effeminate.
Okay, what are some, maybe some slang names you might have for him? Well, maybe...
Okay, I understand, yeah. Yeah, not really homosexual, but just... effeminate. I wouldn't make fun of him at all, you know, but, you know, people, you know, call him anywhere from, you know, funny boy to gay boy, or, you know, just,